This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Yeah, I think it probably was in the end.
Thought we'd done a lot of good things again. Showed much more resilience defensively tonight than we had in certainly at the weekend. Looked a threat when we had to be. But had to do a good job in stopping a very good Tottenham team.
Chance
there
for Antonio.
Yeah, I think the referee was given a foul. I think I've only heard that after, but ultimately you still have to stick it in, don't you, and see what happens. So, but I'm hearing that he was going to give a foul. Don't know if it was or not. I've not seen it. I'm just looking here on the telly. I'm looking over my shoulder to see if it certainly doesn't look a foul to me. But the way things are going, who knows what they would give at the moment. Big goal, big performance by a few of them who done it. We were much more aggressive, much more resilient defensively. We had to be, we said, against a really good team. Look, overall, if you'd given me 4 points off Spurs this season, before the season started, I'd have shook your hand and walked away and said thanks very much. So. Great point for us tonight. Great 3 points when we were playing them a few months ago. So, overall, a really good sort of results against Tottenham this year for us. Yeah.
Very important, potentially resilient performance at back as well. There were Tottenham had a lot of the ball, but did create anything
shoot. Yeah, I think Tottenham have had a lot of the ball against everybody. Everybody watches them, sees their style. The manager's doing a brilliant job. Admire a lot of the things he's done since he's come here, the same when he was at Celtic. We had to defend, but that's part of football. Part of football, something to defend. And when it was one each, I couldn't have hoped that the ball would fall to better people in the last minute or two of the game. You know, it felt to Moore, it felt to Paqueta in there, but when it was one each. And as long as we can stay hard to play against, hard to beat, I think we'll always have a great chance of scoring. And we were much harder to play against tonight than we were at the weekend. Yeah, I've not actually asked, but it looked like he seems to have got through, so I'm sure the medical team will check it. I would hope that all my teams have had that mentality throughout my career, you know, trying to build a bit of ruggedness and fighting spirit. And I think the boys showed lots of that. And I think they wanted to try and show it. Sometimes you can show it and it doesn't work. You'd have thought after 4 minutes, what's going on here? You know, they score a goal and not unsimilar to the weekend. But I think it was the first time Tottenham were up the pitch, actually, when they scored in the 4 minutes. So we had actually started quite well. And they'd scored and then we had to find a way of getting back from there. I thought the team and the players were doing a good job and we thought it gave us a chance, and the proof was that I think we had two or three half opportunities in the, I don't know, 92nd, 93rd minute. So just felt it wasn't needed today.
And the first player just sat on the turf at the end of the match. Does that show how hard your team?
Well, undoubtedly they've made us work really hard as well, because they're very good at keeping the ball, so we've had to chase the ball a lot tonight. But I want a team which is capable of, you know, out of possession. I want it to be able to do it, go through the minutes, do the time if it has to do it. Who knows, we might need it in injury time or extra time in the weeks and the games to come. So we're getting ready for a big game coming up in a few weeks' time.
How was that telling you today, 90 minutes? This is the first time since you've come back.
Yeah, I thought we moved him a little bit near the end, moved him to the left-hand side to put more centre-forward probably for the last 10 minutes or so. I think Mick's been playing well. Mick's playing well, and he'll not play all the minutes all the time, as we've said before. But when he's on the form he's on at the moment, he's a handful. I'm watching the one I'm getting through there a minute. Certainly didn't think it was a foul. Oh, here we go. Maybe it wasn't a foul.
Last one, Jack.
You just mentioned you were a lot harder to beat tonight than you were at the weekend. Is that a message you've been hammering home in the last few days against Pete?
Well, we've been a side here which might have been criticised for a lot of things, but it's not been for our defensive, the way we're structured and organised and prepared to try and not concede recently. And it's because it's not just because the defenders we've got an array of talent which need a bit of freedom and need a bit of licence. And that plays a big part in it as well.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Cheers, thank you.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.